So we are now going to do an exercise in writing that I really love to do, and that's one of my favorite. I rarely journal in the conventional term. Like I did this and this happened, and you know, that type of narrative. But I love to start my writing with chain of words. And that means you I'm going to walk you through it. That means you don't make a phrase, you don't go into a story, you don't go into any explanation, but you let your mind associate different words. In my experience, and I've been doing that type of writing for a long time, it's always very surprising, very interesting to, once you're done, to look at what came up and what, you know, your starting point is and where it leads you. I tend to see a lot of things as a metaphor for weaving and threads, like threads that come and go and connect us to other people, to other times, to other places and experiences. And I think this is kind of that weaving of words, that chain of words. So we really let the associations make themselves. So we will start with the word, and I will read you one that I did so you can see a little bit how it works. We will start with the word eyes, right? And if at any point you feel stuck, if you write words and then you're like, oh, I don't know where I'm at, I don't know what to write next, come back and write eyes again, right? So if you feel stuck, you come back and you write the word with which we started, which is eyes. So I'm going to read you mine. I made a short one because I didn't want to take a long time reading it, take time from your practice. Before I read it to you, you have what you have to know about myself, that I have two children. Being a mother is my first job in my life and in my heart. It's really important to me. My children are super important. My parenting is very important. And I come from another country, right? So my roots are actually in Europe, in France. And I do a lot of ancestral work. So I tell you that because you're going to see how it shows up in my list, in my chain of words. So I start with eyes, like what you will too. So eyes, sunlight, delight, children, hands, soft, smell, honey, curly hair, foreign country, protection, ancestors, standing, grandmothers, gratitude, old skin, soft hands, soft eyes, bienveillance, which is a French word. I don't know if you say bienveillance in English, but it's a French word for protection. And interestingly enough, I even didn't realize that it means to look up. So there's again a sense of vision to look at somebody with protection. That's really cool. So when I write it, I don't think really. It just what comes, right? Don't question it. It might feel like, oh, this has nothing to do with eyes, but just go with it and keep writing one word at a time. So each word is connected to the last one, right? So for example, I have eyes, sunlight, delight, children. So sunlight is connected to eyes. And then when I write sunlight, because of the sound of the word, it makes me think of delight, sunlight, delight. And then when I think of delight, I think of my children. Although as teenagers, they're not always delightful. and then it goes on and on. So I visualize my little children when I write that. And then I see their hands. So I write hands. And then it goes in like this. Is it clear for everyone? Okay. Great. Okay, so I'll give you a few minutes, maybe 4 minutes to do this, and then we'll come back here. So start with eyes. And again, if you feel stuck, write eyes again, and then let the world come. No phrases, no explanation, one word at a time. Okay, go ahead.